President Trump warning that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday in connection with his supposed role in an alleged hush money scheme to former porn star Stormy Daniels back in 2016. We had to hear from Dr. Michael Savage, host of the Michael Savage podcast. Sir, what is your reaction to this news?
Well, you know, I was just telling the producer on the other side that I carry a prayer book around me since I'm a child. Mm-hmm. And before every show, I say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I say it to myself and to God. I only wish Alvin Bragg understood those words. I wish to God we didn't have a criminal organization running America. But I went back in history to find a parallel to what is going on right now with this persecution of Donald Trump. And I had to go back to Joseph Stalin's enforcer who ran the Reign of Terror in Russia, who proved that he could prove criminal conduct on anyone, even the innocent. And he's the one who said this. He said, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. Mm-hmm. That was Beria's infamous boast. Alvin Bragg, pay close attention because you're lower than Beria. He was deputy premier from 41 until 53 when he was executed after Khrushchev came to power. But the important point here is that he was the one who said, I'll target the man first, Mr. Alvin Bragg, and then find or fabricate a crime, Joe Biden. Now, his modus operandi was to presume the man guilty and fill in the blanks later. By contrast, we in America enjoy the protections of the U.S. Constitution, where there's a presumption of innocence. And we understand that. And that emanates from the 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments, as set forth in Coffin versus U.S. 1895. This is very important because the criminal Biden regime is following the Beria model, not the U.S. Constitution model. We should never forget where this goes if it's not stopped right now. Because if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to anyone on earth. Find me the man and I'll show me the man and I'll show you the crime. That is because we have a criminal enterprise running this country right now.
Right. Now, reminds me to your point is the January 6th, they made another recent arrest. He was a journalist for the Jewish Press here in New York City. The DOJ announced that they expect to arrest hundreds more people. I was talking about this earlier with Dick Morris. I said they still haven't found the guy that planted the two pipe bombs. Remember that on the Capitol grounds? There's a FBI reward for $500,000. What about that? What about the BLM rioters that caused billions of dollars in damages and people were killed and hurt? None of that. But it's like, let's go prosecute Trump from something possibly in 2016. And by the way, Bill Clinton, didn't he pay Paula Jones like $850,000? So like, this isn't something new that presidents have paid people to kind of keep quiet or whatever. So why are they going after Trump? Why don't they go after the Biden crime family? We're seeing the transactions, the wire transfers. It's all laid out there. And now all of a sudden they want to parade Trump in handcuffs and put his mugshot on the front page of every single paper.
Well, you drew me back to the January 6th police riot.
Yeah.
Where the only person that was known to be killed was Ashley Babbitt. But no, that she wasn't the only one killed. It's the only one the news media will report. There was a young woman in her 30s, a white woman, who was pushed forward by the crowd and fell on the steps, the Capitol steps. And she was beaten to death by a D.C. police woman with a club. The beater was a black woman. It's very important because could you imagine if a white cop had beaten a black woman to death on the ground? There's video of it on the Gateway Pundit of the woman being beaten to death by this black woman cop. Beaten to death, and we hear nothing from Wolf Blitzer. We hear nothing from the vermin on the left. We hear nothing from the vermin in the Justice Department. It's not a two-tier justice system. It's a Maoist system. You know, many years ago, people were saying Marxism, 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 and I kept saying, like, it's not Marxism, it's Maoism. They're following the Mao Zedong playbook. Public shaming of people, driving them out of universities, public shaming of people, brainwashing people, re-educating people, and now, of course, indicting anybody like a ham sandwich. Who was it who said? Indict a ham sandwich if you wish. I can indict a ham sandwich. That is what Joe Biden is doing right now. He's trying to indict a man who is innocent of the charges. And, you know, the smart money is saying that this is only going to get Trump elected.
Michael Savage. I'm sorry I have to interrupt you. I know you had a great piece also. Just tease it for me. Where can we find it? Because I wanted to talk about the SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank, but we're running out of time. Can you?
I was going to do that, but they said to me, please talk about the Trump thing instead. So
where
I did a whole show
it?
On the bailout. I have the Silicon Valley Bank bailout, which is a straight out political payoff to big Democrat donors.
Yes.
That's what it is. I'll do it tomorrow on Newsmax TV if you want.
I would love to have you on. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Dr. Michael Savage, love having you on.